Wine Wednesday. Another wonderful week. Halfway over. We're here to celebrate. It's the Vero Insider. I'm your happy hostess with the mostest running the town, Anna Valencia Tillery. And I'm in the studio with really, really dynamic women who are spearheading some events, whether it be the first time or the third time. But really great things that, of course, we need to share with our listeners so they know what to do, where to go, and what to try in Indian River County. So as we sip on this wonderful white Bordeaux, compliments of White Glove, Moving Storage and Delivery, we just happened to have this in our conference room. What a bonus. Chilled.
That's awesome.
Already pre-chilled. Because of circumstances like this, you never know when you're going to need an emergency bottle of wine to host a show. So thank you, White Glove, for all that you do and for this delicious wine. And I'd like to introduce the ladies that I've put on the first ever Art on the Island, which is going to be at Vero's very own Marsh Island. It's still technically Vero, right? Or is that Wabasso?
Absolutely. No.
It's Vero. Okay. So Sheila Vislaki and Joan Earnhardt, welcome to the show. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having us here.
Thank you. We're delighted to be here.
Oh, good. Because I'm delighted to have you. And I'm delighted to be a sponsor in conjunction with White Glove Moving and Pac Mail Beachside to help out with this event that's transpiring over President's Day, Valentine's. I mean, President's Day weekend, right? Mm-hmm. So many good things going on. Tell us a little bit about what guests can plan to see at this first ever Art on the Island art show.
This is actually going to be a first-time three-dimensional show.
Oh, and what do you mean by three-dimensional?
By three-dimensional, I mean things like jewelry, sculpture, mixed media, glass, ceramics, fiber. And we have a category that we call 2D with pizzazz. And what we've done is we've challenged our 2D artists to add a third dimensional something to their art and enter it as a 2D with pizzazz.
Oh, fun. So they could take as much or as little to add to that element of 3D.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'd be interested in seeing how that comes to life. Like what... But saying something so broad, anyone could take it a number of different ways. And artists are obviously incredibly creative. So,
absolutely.
Wow. Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah. That's we're great. Telling them, think outside the box.
Nice.
And do something different. Yeah.
So for people that want to come in and check out the show, it's complimentary for them to come in and see the exhibit.
It's absolutely free and open to the public, yes.
Okay. And what are the hours?
Well, on Friday... the show will be from 5 o'clock until 8 o'clock. Mm. And on Saturday, it will run from 10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon.
Okay. And then, of course, on site, White Glove will be there to deliver any of those amazing sculptures or pictures that are too big and bulky or just simply too fragile. You don't want the responsibility. We'll take care of that. And even the on-site shipping, if you want to send it to a loved one or a different location. That makes it very convenient.
Fantastic.
Right?
Absolutely.
Friday night is the VIP preview showing.
Friday night, the VIP reception will be from 4 to 5.
Got you. Okay.
And from 5 until 8 will be the general reception.
Everyone come on
Everybody
in.
Everybody come.
I bet the place will truly be sparkling.
It will.
We are so excited. The momentum is building.
Oh, most certainly. Now, Sheila, tell us a little bit about some of the sponsors that are helping put this together.
Well, as you mentioned, White Glove and Pac Mail Beachside will be with us, as well as Dr. Durkin and the Ocean Drive Plastic Surgery. Mm. They do three-dimensional art every day.
Well said.
I need some of that.
Renee, you're stunning.
And the Mercedes-Benz of Fort Pierce, Coggin Auto Group, will be there with us.
Oh.
And our awards are being... donated by Richard and Lillian Becker Family Foundation. They're major sponsors. And then we have some fun things that will happen during the reception. We have hors d'oeuvres being supplied by Citron Bistro.
Oh, we love Citron.
And Chelsea's Market on Cardinal.
We love David.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Cobalt and Heaton's Reef.
How yum.
Yes, from the Vero Beach Hotel and Spa. And then Orchid Island Brewery will be doing something totally different. And,
even yummier.
And introducing us to their beers that are brewed with citrus.
All Indian River County citrus.
Absolutely.
But the best.
They are our sponsors for the reception. So we hope that everyone can join us from 5 until 8 on Friday night and enjoy those offerings.
Now, you said awards. What are going to be the categories of awards for artists, especially since this is the first time, if there's artists that are listening or if some of our listeners know of artists that can specialize in these various categories, what are the award categories?
We have the best of category for sculpture and jewelry, pottery, glass, mixed media, fiber, and the 2D with pizzazz that Joan just spoke about. In amongst those groups, you'll see pieces done from wood and pieces done from all different elements and materials, but they fit into a sculpture category, for example, or the mixed media category.
Oh, that makes sense. So it can be of any sort of material, just so long as it falls within those specific categories.
And of course, best of show.
Ooh, and when will the awards be given out? Is that on Friday night?
Yes, at 5 p.m.
Ooh, I'm going to be there for that pop.
Yes, you will.
Well, if anyone needs a Vanna, I am willing to loan out my services. I will be exceptional. Model it, display their award, run it over. No, I'm just kidding. Well, that's good stuff. So this weekend, we got to save the date.
Yes. May I add something else?
Please, Joan.
All right, to the awards, we are actually, when our patrons come into the show, we are handing them each a ballot. And we are asking our patrons to vote for their three favorite pieces in the show. Mm-hmm. And these will be compiled on Friday night and Saturday morning and Saturday afternoon. We will be announcing the three top choices for the Patrons' Choice Awards.
Even more fun. That is really great.
That's
I think
great.
That the artists will really appreciate that feedback.
Yes.
That's something that oftentimes you don't get that perspective. Someone could really love a piece and not necessarily need it for their home or want it for their home, but to be able to still vote on it. Wow, that's going to be fun.
Yeah. And I think it encourages the patrons, too, to really, really look at focus and look at the art because they're making decisions. And that's important for them to know that their opinion is valued.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. That's really great. Now, so we have about how many artists are going to be featuring this particular weekend?
We have 105 pieces of art that will be displayed.
Oh, okay, lovely.
And there are 62 artists being represented.
Oh, wow, that's a nice, that's way more than the cup is full. That's a good chunk of artists
there.
Mm-hmm. In a beautiful venue. That's this weekend. They're in Marsh Island. You can come. It's complimentary Friday 5 to 8. Saturday 10 to 4. All the pieces stay until the end of the day on Saturday, so everyone gets to enjoy them. That makes it for a nice feature, most definitely.
And on Friday evening, our musical entertainment will be provided by the Space Coast Symphony Orchestra members.
Oh, wow. That'll be a wonderful touch.
Nice. Yeah.
And the Marsh Island is so stunning, and that clubhouse is just going to be a great, great venue for this particular backdrop, most certainly.
And we thank White Glove for all of their help in logistically making this possible.
It is our pleasure, all those handsome men sending them out ahead of time.
May I add something to that little story?
Yeah.
I have one of my art fans who lives in Fort Pierce said, I've seen your pieces with piano keys in them. May I offer you a free piano? He said, you can have it as long as you can move it. So we call White Glove. And they
always
went all the way to Fort Pierce and brought us this. It's actually a 1917 player piano, very heavy. And they were absolutely fabulous. They were so polite, introduced themselves, shook our hands. Anthony and...
Oh, I do love little Anthony.
Anthony and what was the other one? Wait a minute.
Ray?
No.
They tend to go together
Fred.
A lot. Oh, and Fred.
And
oh,
Fred.
We do love Fred.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. And they did an excellent job, and I couldn't believe how they picked that up and pulled the wheeler carrier thing out from under it. They're so strong.
But yes, they are.
Thank goodness
for them. Good. Yes, thank goodness for them. Well, I'm happy that worked out. And what a great way to repurpose something and make it art.
Yes.
Well done on all accounts. All accounts. And now, ladies, is this being put on through anything like the Vero Beach Art Club and that? So this is in conjunction with some of the talent, both locally and afar.
It is exclusively the Vero Beach Art Club membership that is showing at this
Oh, great.
Venue. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good to know. So it's the supporting local. Supporting local talent, most definitely. Renee Grissom's in the studio.
Hello.
She's my friend.
We're friends.
We are. We are great friends. Once upon a time, White Glove did a move for her also and helped with the client because she is a designer extraordinaire by day, specializing in window treatments, and has taken on the task of helping to spearhead the Women's Expo, which this is the third or fourth?
The third.
The third. The third Women's Expo, which is going to be not this week. So it is in no way, shape, or form going to inhibit any of our listeners from going to Art on the Island.
Nope.
But it is next Thursday.
At the Marriott Hutchinson Island Resort and Marina.
And it's an all-day long event.
It's all day. It's from 11 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
And what inspirational women speakers can our listeners count on seeing? I mean, we have one of the news anchor ladies coming, right?
Yeah, Kelly Dunn is going to be our one of our opening people.
Love that.
Which she's fantastic.
She
we love her.
So
she's actually one of our Women Power Lunch girls. So we're really happy that she's going to be helping us. And we have health and wellness being moderated by Dr. Lisa Grassam, which I'm sure you know. She's fantastic. And we also have Eula Clark, Commissioner Eula Clark. She's going to be speaking, and she's going to be talking about the river. So we have speakers all day going on in the Elliott Hall. Sorry. we have moderator Jennifer Atkinson Lovett for Tips for Success with a lot of speakers that you might know, Carolyn Timmon and Diane Tomaszek. And then we have Jill Borowitz that's going to be talking about domestic violence. And you know Rebecca Beckett. She'll be there speaking, and Diamond Liddy will be there. We have quite a few people on the panel that are going to be speaking.
Wow.
So it's really, it's going to be, it's fun and it's educational. We have so much going on during the day. We have vendors, and then we have the speakers.
There's so over 100 vendors.
Yeah, we have 100 vendors and artists and authors signing their books.
Wow.
So it's going to be fantastic.
And because it's an all-day long event, the tickets are available, and it includes lunch. Mm-hmm. So it's just a lot of empowerment all day long amongst other successful women, stimulating women, you know, with stories of success, whether they be personal or business, career focus. But so what's the ticket cost?
The ticket costs $40, which includes your lunch. It includes your entry fee. We have cooking demonstrations. We have health demonstrations going on all day. We have a fashion show you'll get to see in that.
Oh, wow.
That gets you into all the vendors and the speakers. A lot of the vendors are having their own raffles at their tables. Plus, we have
a big raffle.
Huge raffles. We actually have two. It turned into two. We have one that was done by Diamonds by Terry. She made a diamond necklace, heart necklace, because a lot of the proceeds from this are going to benefit the Heart American
Association.
Heart Association.
Yeah, and February is Heart
Month. Heart Month. Mm-hmm. So we're all in red. That's why our logo's red. And she made a gorgeous heart necklace with diamonds. And we're raffling that off at $10 a raffle for a $1,500 necklace.
Mm.
And then our baskets got so big that we have now a collection of baskets that were donated for us. So whoever wins this raffle is going to get the collection of baskets.
Wow.
So it's going to be pretty amazing.
I want to up my chances of winning, just saying. Well, this is good information. Well, when we get back from commercial break, we're going to talk about the sponsors. We're going to talk about what people can expect to discover. There's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back. Don't go anywhere. It's the Vero Insider.
If you wonder what to do, we got a magazine for you. Stay in the loop and get the latest scoop on the great Vero scene. Make it your routine. Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach magazine.
From amazing articles to ridiculously delicious recipes, along with the scoop on every event in the area, Vero Beach magazine has been the trusted source for all things Vero for over 17 years. Subscribe today or come visit our newest venue, Vero Beach magazine in the Village Shops.
Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach magazine.
Pick up your copy today and visit VeroBeachMagazine.com. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get boxy nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Don't be a glasshole. Make sure to recycle. And recycling couldn't be any easier thanks to Treasure Coast Republic Services, offering convenient and reliable recycling services with the first 3 months free. Call 562-6620 to sign up for recycling at your home or business and make a difference one full bin at a time. Call 562-6620. Treasure Coast Republic Services. Take part in our Don't Be a Glasshole campaign. Oh, happy Wine Wednesday. Welcome back, the Vero Insider. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery in the studio with some lovely, lovely ladies with big events in the horizon for us. And before we go into a little bit more depth about that, for those that are joining, let's do some shout outs for the sponsors that help make this show possible every week, every one Wednesday. Vero Beach Magazine, the first, the only Vero Beach Magazine. Talk about a great spread. The February issue is beautiful, featuring on the cover the Lego exhibit, which is going on now through the end of April at McKee Botanical Gardens. Great article in here. But I tell you, if you for 1 second don't get to catch this broadcast, or you want to know more about what's in store, not necessarily just this immediate weekend, I encourage you to check out the preview section of Vero Beach Magazine, starting on page 66 of the February edition and carrying you all the way through till page 70. You'll find all sorts of fun things in store for these weekdays and weekends, featuring all sorts of fun exhibits, whether it's the Top Chef finale on the 23rd or I'll Drink to That, which is put on by our Cultural Council of Indian River, which is on February 25th. Who doesn't love some good bubbly on this show? You know we do.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, shout out to Blue Star Bourbon Bar, located in downtown Vero at their new location. Wildly successful live music Tuesday through Saturday, Sunday pajama brunch. You don't even have to get dressed.
I love it.
Right? Enjoy mimosas and bellinis, and it's just sensational. And chef extraordinaire Kitty Wagner, she's got some great stuff up her sleeves to really make Southern cuisine fashionable. And it's really delicious. The flavors are unbelievable. Of course, Foxy Nails. I was there this past weekend at Foxy Nails. It's over in the Fresh Market Plaza, right next door to the Hallmark. And ladies, check out my toes.
Ooh,
I got, it says love.
How nice.
Yeah, with pink and black. And then this one, it says mwah.
Oh,
and then put a little diamond stud. What do you think, Donna? Look at my love.
Love it.
Yeah, aren't they fancy? Foxy. They're foxy. So, of course, 7 days a week they're open, and they give you a wine or a margarita. I sat by the one lady. She goes, I don't know. Should I? I said, of course. If someone's pampering you, you always accept their free glass of wine.
Yes.
Yes, this is 101.
Just like I did with you.
Right. She had no choice. Renee sits down. I say, have a glass of wine. She says, yes. And then we start talking about Women's Expo, and then the rest is history. Sandridge Premier Public Golf Course. They do amazing things for our community, and they host individual lessons, lessons for groups, lessons for children, lessons for adults. There's just no shortage of the things that they do for our community. So for that special Valentine in your life, if you want to get them a gift certificate to play some rounds of golf, maybe get them some new golf accessories, it's all available there at the Pro Shop at Sandridge, which is right off 58th Avenue. If you've gone to the fairgrounds, you've gone too far. Right, girls?
Mm-hmm.
Right. In fact, they have an event that's coming up, and it's going to benefit the Exchange Club of the Treasure Coast. And it's really just a fantastic thing, help raise money for all sorts of great charities that they support. And that's going to be on February 28th. So if you're a golfer and you want to maybe join in this event, it's a scramble format, starts at 8 a.m. It's only $100. It includes your lunch and includes opportunities for tons of prizes, thousands of dollars in prizes. And it all goes to a great cause. So keep that on the back of your mind as you think of things to do. And that's going to be
the
28th. That's the 28th of February.
Okay.
And that's a Saturday. So bright and early out there at Sandridge. And of course, Republic Services. How many of you recycle? Absolutely, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's in our personal lives, in our business, in Republic Services, they really make it easy. In the city of Vero Beach, we don't have commercial grade recycling, so you have to pay for that service, but it's incredibly affordable, and Republic Services is offering a free month if you mention the Vero Insider. So for like $20 a month, you can get your recycle on, feel good about reducing that, which is going into the landfill, and more times than not, repurpose something like you did with that piano, Joan.
Absolutely.
That was good stuff.
Yes.
Joan and Sheila, ladies spearheading the first Art on the Island this weekend. We want people to save the date, right? Friday?
Friday and Saturday.
Yes. Friday and Saturday.
Save the date and show your heart with some art. For your Valentine's.
Oh, isn't she clever?
I love it.
I do love it.
That's
show
great.
A little heart with some art for your Valentine. And when people come in, are the gates going to be open? Just
yes.
drive right on in. It's
drive
simple.
Drive right on. There will be someone at the gate welcoming them in. There will be people telling them where to park.
Okay, good.
Yes.
And that's right there at the foot of the Wabasso Bridge on. So if people aren't exactly sure where it is for whatever reason, it's right there on the...
State Route 510.
510.
Yes.
Thank you. That would be more official than me just, you know, rambling about its name that it's not really called, that we just call it that. Okay. So, and then Saturday, 10 to 4, buy your art. We'll ship it. We'll move it for you. It's all taken care of. So that's this weekend. Great community sponsors that helped out. So let's show our love. Little
sounds
love.
Sounds great.
Yeah. And then Women's great. Expo, the very next week. This is for all of our women. Who are some of the big sponsors for the Women's Expo on the 19th, Renee Grissom?
Well, that would be you, would be one of them.
I
White
love
Glove.
It. I love White Glove, love.
I do too. They're fantastic. I have nothing but great things to say about White Glove.
Thank you.
We also have Suit Yourself Swimwear with Peggy Adelot.
Very unique spot.
Goodness
Before
gracious.
You hit the Roosevelt Bridge. She's there in that plaza, and wow, custom.
Her swimsuits are second to none. They're fantastic. I mean, if you have a hard time finding a suit that's going to fit you, she is amazing.
She has it.
She has it, and she will fit you, and it's just the most, it's the nicest experience. You know how you
it
go
is
in?
A great experience.
You want to cry when you go shopping for bathing suits? Well, you don't with Peggy. I am thrilled, and I leave with two or three, which is fantastic. And my husband loves them, which I think is you
that's,
know,
the,
that's
best
the best
endorsement
thing right
that
there.
You need.
Yeah, yeah.
Who are some of our other sponsors?
We have Juan with Slim Body Laser.
Mm-hmm. Non-invasive.
They're fantastic. Yep. Yep. And we have Cutting Edge Marketing. They do all of your little things that you give away to
they
your
sure do.
Wonderful
they do great
clients.
Promotional pieces.
Mm-hmm. They really do. We have Stewart Magazine, who had put a big spread in for us. This month. Yep.
Thanks to them.
We have Evie Clausen with Colorado Pawn and Jewelry.
Great little lady. Literally. She's
fantastic.
Tiny, but she's amazing.
She's tiny. She's a doll. And what great things that they have at their pawn shop.
So
we
real
have
quick.
Me.
Oh, yes. And Renee.
And we have me. Got
Hello.
Windows, knee blinds.
And couldn't yep. be any cuter. Tell us about where we get tickets.
Well, you go to www.womenspowerlunch.biz. When the site comes up, hit TIX, T-I-X. That'll take you right to it. You can put it on a credit card or use PayPal. If you don't want to go online and do it, you can get your ticket from Suit Yourself Swimwear in Stewart, or you can get it at Bloomingdale's, who's another sponsor of ours, in Jensen.
Hi, Inc. and Simon.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. Tickets are $40.
Yep.
Women's Lunch.
Womenspowerlunch.biz.
Womenspowerlunch.biz. The
Correct.
Expo is on the 19th. It's from 11 to 4. It's going to be tons of prizes and fun and learning and women sharing and empowering one another. I think that that's going to be a great thing with tons of local services that we all need to be more familiar with.
And it's our 15 years. It's our 15-year anniversary, so we are celebrating with the cake. It's because we're
women
empowering women.
Group.
Yeah, we're mm-hmm. healthy. Yep, 15 years.
And we have a lunch once a month.
Yes.
The last Thursday of the month.
Yes, we do. And we invite any women that want to come along and talk about their business to come, and we have lunch, and there's no yearly annual fee or anything like that. It's a wonderful group. We really empower each other and help each other.
Womenspowerlunch.biz. Sign up for the expo. Sign up for lunch. Listen, I want to thank everybody. Visit the VeroInsider.weekend. Cheers.
Yes.
Well, I can't wait to see you then.
I know.